Hey guys, and welcome to the show. I actually did one this morning, and now I'm doing one this evening, and I'm super excited to be here. And my dog is driving me crazy, so please pardon me if you hear her bark. Anyway, leave me alone, sit down, I'm going to take you out in a minute. Anyway, she goes out all the time, just so you know. Can you hear her? So I said, how do you create a great intention for the week and create it to happen? Listen, here's the three things. Creating intention. I'm going to talk about this first. Asking, believing that you've already received it, and then you're receiving it. Okay, ask, receive, and you'll have it. Okay, but you have to believe that you're asking, that when you ask for it, you've already received it. So let me give you an example of what one of my intentions are for this week. Okay, starting tomorrow, it's the day before my little girl's birthday, daughter's birthday, and here's what I say. God, I am so grateful for giving me brand new customers or clients that I can work with, that I can help them find. Thank you. I'm so grateful for the ones I got. And I appreciate it more than you know. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what I want to do is I want to create that and have a lot of love and joy and peace this week. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have love, joy, and peace. I am grateful to be a great runner. I'm asking you for this as if I've already received it. And so that's what I think that everyone should do. Ask as if you've already received it. So God, here's most people want love or money, right? God, angels, I am so grateful that you've sent me an avalanche of money, an avalanche of opportunity, an avalanche of just joy, of creating this great mountain of money this week, right? And you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I'm so glad to have it right now in my bank account or however you want it. Thank you, God. So you're going, Teree, why do I have to do this? And ask it like you've already received it, because you know, that doesn't make sense, does it? Shouldn't you just say, oh, please, God, most of the time we've done this, we've prayed out of desperation, please, God, let me have this intention of money, of love, of getting that project done, and we're so afraid we're not getting it done. We're so afraid we're not going to get the money or the opportunity or we're getting the promotion, whatever it is. So you ask from lack or from desperation. Please, 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 God, let me have it. Please, 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 God, I need it. And just remember, that intention that you're putting out there is a force. Okay, and so instead of saying, please, God's trying to be a great teacher, or not trying, but being a great teacher, saying, hey, I'm going to give it to you. I'll let you, not let you, I'm going to give you whatever you ask for, but ask out of inspiration rather than desperation, because I'm teaching you how to realize the power you have inside of you, the power of your own mind. So rather than just giving you a fish, I'm giving you a fishing pole. Is that not the coolest thing? So I love that. Man, that makes me cry. And I heard a video about it today. As a matter of fact, I sent it to some of my clients, my friends, my family, and my father, actually. He says, oh, I love this. So ask like you've already received it, because God is just teaching you how to use that great power in your mind to not only connect with the God of your understanding, but connect with angels, whoever your higher power is, a higher part of yourself. Isn't that sweet? So anyway, just that's what I wanted to say. So my intention is, this is it. I am, and I said it to God today, I'm saying it again, so I want to share it with you guys. I am so grateful, God, that for the new clients that I have, I'm so grateful to make a difference. I am so grateful that you're using me to spread your joy, your love, and teaching people how to connect, and all of us are connected in that great ocean called you, and we're like waves in that ocean. So, and we're surfing the waves with you, God. That's my visual on that one about God. So I'm grateful to be the great runner that I am, to get ready for that 10K or 5K on August 10th. I'm grateful that I'm doing well with it, and that I'm going along, and I'm going to do the best of my ability. I'm so grateful, God, that I'm working on my relationship, and I love him so much. And thank you for giving him and putting him in my life. I appreciate it, God, so much. And I appreciate us growing together as a couple. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful to eat healthy and have a lot of energy and to get up every morning. I'm grateful for the ability to realize how much joy it is to go swimming every morning. And that's what I do. And the water's so warm and wonderful, and I appreciate it. And I'm grateful to be happy, joyful, and have a lot of peace. And I'm also grateful to help all my clients the best of my ability. And I know you and the angels and Joshua are working through me and I appreciate it. And Buddha too, and all the light beings on the other side. And I'm so grateful for that. So those are some of my intentions, right? And this is my long-term intention. My intention, it's already happened, right? So I want to be like this forever. I am grateful to be a sexy, spiritual, diva, loving, liking everything billionaire. I am also grateful to be a great runner, to be the best version of myself I can be every day. I'm grateful that my conscious and my subconscious and my conscious are working together to help as many people as we can. That one is from Tony Robbins. So anyway, I hope that helps you. But just ask like you already have it, believe you have it, and then you'll receive it, okay? So imagine, like right now I'm super excited. I was like, man. Having new clients that I can help, because I'm taking my guy on a trip to Africa, in African safari. Isn't that not cool, right? I'd love to see that. I'd love to run there, actually, see if I can do that, but I don't want to run any lions, tigers, or bears. So I hope that helps you guys. I love everybody with all my heart, and reach out to me if you want to talk, if you want a session with me at 954-636-9401. Please follow our show, in your comments. I would love to know what you think. You can text me or put it on this show or hit me up on Angel Coaches on my Instagram account, and we've got some cool shows coming up. Tomorrow morning I'll do one about intentions. I'm not sure yet. I'll see what's going on there. And I gave you an angel. Any of the angels would help you. So just say, hey, God, my guardian angels, all the light beings on duty, right? I am so grateful because you're asking and you're expecting to receive it. And then bottom line, you receive it. Isn't that not cool? So just remember that. And, whatever you're wanting to create. I know some of you guys out there are like, oh, I like Monday. I don't like Monday. I've got this coming up. And just say, hey, I am asking, expect to receive it. And that's asking, expecting to receive it, and then actually receiving it. Isn't that cool? Once again, I said that like 5 times. But I'm super excited about being here today. It's been a real joy talking to you guys this morning, this afternoon. And, hey, text me. Let me know what some of your intentions are and what you would like to hear more about. I want to create a great network here. As I said, I've got tomorrow, I'll get up and do a show in the morning. If you want to join me, great. Let's do it after I swim. So don't worry, I look like Cruella DeVille when I get out of the pool. My hair's all wild to me. And throw on a towel and come join me wherever you're at, swimming or running. And I'll do a show in the morning to hopefully the angels and God will inspire us all, right? Wouldn't that be good? And what else? And then I'll do a show on Tuesday with Stephen, being a spiritual entrepreneur. And then I'm also got one that's coming out, Synchronicity and Serendipity. Isn't that cool? Synchronicity and Serendipity. Isn't that a magical words? But you guys are going to love the show because I got really inspired about it. And I think I'm doing that one on Wednesday. I got to look at my schedule. And then Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, I have one with Sarah. She's the performer, the singer, and the artist. I told you guys about that this morning. She writes lyrics. And she said, Tariq, I want to do another show. Can we do one about God and spirituality and how God is helping me with my music? Isn't that not cool? I love her. She's 16 or 17, sorry. And then that's Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Melissa and I do a show called Go Run for Fun Fitness. And she's got we got a special guest on there. She's a sweetheart. You guys will just love her. And then we've got one on Thursday, Amy, doing the legacy of truth, love, or joy. I'm not sure where that's going. I co-host it with her. And then we've got some more shows coming up I've even thought about. But you know what? Just remember, when you're partnering up with God and the angels and all the light beings, you can't go wrong. And you just have a lot of joy. So on that note, remember, God's like the ocean, and we're like waves in that ocean. That's a visual I have, whatever works for you. So with that visual in mind, let's all go surfing on Monday morning. What do you think? Intentions, or go surfing tonight, meeting in the intentions. And Wayne Dyer's got a great book or great audio, The Power of Intention, because it's a force. And the way you're asking for it and expecting to receive it, you're darn right, it's a force. Enjoy your time with asking and receiving, and share with us, please. Anyway, guys, want to reach me, 954-636-9401. If you want a session, you know, because I'm a life and spiritual coach, or you want coaching, and or you want to be a part of our coaching program here. Anyway, take care, much love, and have a great day. And remember, let's all go surfing, okay, in that ocean of God. Okay, I'm going to catch a wave tonight. Take care, everybody. Bye.